The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice. And there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down, then power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. When I read that, I immediately thought of St. John Vianney and the quote that you've probably heard from me before, where he said, when he arrived at his parish in Ars, a newly ordained priest, and he says to God the Father, grant me the conversion of my parish. I am willing to suffer anything whatsoever is necessary for my entire life. The more a priest is conformed to our Lord Jesus Christ, the more that sentiment increases in his heart. Lord, help me to lay down my life in imitation of you, or lay down your life anew in and through me for the sheep entrusted to me. But I was reading the fathers of the church this morning, the great ones, Augustine, Gregory, and St. Augustine says this. He says, just because a pastor dies for his sheep, that does not mean he is necessarily a good shepherd. I thought, man, what more do you have to do? And he quotes St. Paul, who said, if I allow my body to be burned, but do not have charity, it profiteth me nothing. If a priest does not lay his life down out of love for the sheep, he is not a good shepherd. St. Gregory added this. He said, he who feeds the Lord's flock for any other reason than love is a hireling. If a priest is administering to his people for personal gain, for prestige, for honor, from some sort of material pleasure, for anything other than love, he's not doing it for the right reason. He is not imitating the good shepherd. And I started to think about it, and there is a tendency in the priesthood, you know, and especially in our day and age, there's so many new assignments, you know, every year you're like, gosh, are we going to have the same priest or not? What's going to happen? And sometimes you'll hear priests and they'll say, oh man, I just can't wait till I get a new assignment. You know, gosh, another parish has opened up, and I'm thinking of applying for that. I don't like what I'm doing here. If there's not the sense when you get the assignment, I could be here my entire life, you're probably not going to totally invest yourself. I was speaking to a priest friend of mine not too long ago, and he got a new assignment, and it's not one that he wanted. And I heard him a couple of times in our conversation say, you know what, these people. And finally I said to him, you know what, those people, they're your people. And when I read our Lord's words today, he says, a shepherd, his sheep are his own. Right? They're entrusted to you. They belong to you. And if you don't have that sense, you're not going to love them. And then closing, I'm reading this book on Mother Teresa, and there's so many great quotes. but just one that is true of any of us in our vocations if we're really going to love. It's not the great things. It's not being burned alive. It's not offering your life in some fantastic way. Love is in the little things always. And it's a great reminder as a pastor. It's those two-minute conversations after Mass when someone just needs a moment of your time. Mother Teresa, there are many people who can do the big things, but there are very few people who are willing to do the small ones.